Hey friends, how are you? Kat Kabira here. And my curiosity for you right now is, how do you measure health? What does it mean to be healthy? As you may or may not know, part of my work, among other things, is both an eating disorder therapist and the energetic arts, energy healing. And there's such a hyper focus on the body. There's been for centuries, in my opinion, the way to control, disempower, manipulate women is to spend so much time, energy, messaging, marketing, and effort into, making women in particular, though everyone's influenced and affected, that our worth is really about our body. And of course, men can agree, no matter what gender you identify with, like there is a hyper focus on this. And, when I work with someone, especially in eating disorder therapy, the biggest thing is like, can you start to take that hyper focus off your body? And it's a little bit challenging in the sense that like, yes, our body matters and taking care of our body matters. But to take the identification of worth off of our body, but in particular, a distorted body type. And so it's even taking away that idea that to be healthy, the body looks a certain way. And that instead, it's like, well, if we start to measure health in other ways, and then we just happen to see what the body looks like, then it's like we have a different kind of barometer, because everything's connected: your physical body, your mental body, your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. What do you actually allow? What do you suppress? Your energetic body, also your boundaries, the trauma that you've had, your DNA, your genes, your ancestral history, and so on. All of that lives in your body and impacts. And so, if we get caught up into thinking that health is looking a certain way, we actually are missing what real health is, especially because remember, for men and women, the ideal the ideal body type in any place at any time is usually the hardest to achieve. The ideal body type for any place and any time will be usually the hardest one, the most impossible to achieve. So here's my curiosity, and I'm just here to like, you may not resonate with all of them, but for you to start to consider, like, what does health mean to you? What if health could be you being yourself? You being in your essence, meaning you're not taking on other people's energy. You're not trying to be something you're not. You being in your essence. What if it means being calm? No, not always calm. What if it means being grounded? That's something I measure immediately when I'm working with anyone: yoga, energy, eating disorders, trauma therapy. What's your level of ground? How much are you in your body? To me, like, embodiment is sexy, right? How much are you in your body? What's your capacity? And it takes time to build capacity. If you've had a lot of trauma, if you're not used to being in your body, it takes time to really build that resilience and your ability to tolerate things. And capacity changes according to what goes on in our life. But in general, capacity is something. Self-awareness, so sexy, right? Like how aware are you of yourself? And then we can get into like kindness. What are your boundaries like? Kindness towards self and other. Balance. And then, of course, we can look at the physical sides of like, are your hormones balanced? What's your blood pressure like? What are you predisposition to? So genetics, that will have an impact. What's your ability to measure, to handle stress? Right? Like, again, going back to capacity. And it's starting, and it's what's your sleep habits like? What's your sex drive like? What's your joy like? And not about like, are you happy all the time, right? Because you'd have to take drugs to be on that fake happy high. Can you moderate your emotions? Can you allow yourself to have like an emotional capacity to allow everything there? And are there certain things that you suppress? How much do you avoid? How can you handle crisis? How well is your communication? Are you a perfectionist? And so on. Do you let yourself grow? Do you enjoy growth? Do you let people in? What's your level of vulnerability? How creative are you? How do you let your creativity express? Do you let yourself dream still? Do you let yourself play? Do you give yourself away? Or are you true to yourself? Notice that none of this was about the size of your thighs, your belly, what you looked like, what your skin was like, what your teeth were like. Actually, none of it was about like how you looked. So that's my curiosity for you. And I want to hear from you. Like, please chime in, share with me. How do you measure health? I'll say that when I started to reframe like that for myself, you know, especially when I was in the throes of eating disorder, where like, yeah, I identified my health around like my size. For me, my personal first one was how grounded am I? Because that for me was a game changer. So I am curious. Oh, and I'll say like on a fun note, right? Like, I also like to measure my health, like how much do I expand, you know? So I'll like take different, you know, sometimes I'll train in different, like learning how to play different instruments, you know, and that might change how I'm playing the piano. And if I'm changing, like maybe learning a different kind of dance, that will create a different patterning and that will change how I'm composing on the piano. So there's just ways to play with that expansion. So let me know. What's your measurement of health? Have a beautiful, beautiful day.